Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I think it's crazy. You still amaze me. I'm usually over it by now. This time is different. This time is sticking. Everything is better when you're around.
I missed you. Hope you miss me too. On a fantastic Friday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Grammy Award winning saxophonist, Mr. Kurt Whalum. Thank you so much for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, you can pre-order his new album, Humanity, due out on October the 11th via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always catch him at Amazon.com. And also to get up the latest tour information, stop by Kirk's official website at KirkWhalum.com. My goodness. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We are broadcasting and streaming live via iTunes and also on Spotify as well as Apple and TuneIn and Google Play Music. We are here. You asked for it, and I'm here to provide it for you. Hope everyone is having a fantastic afternoon so far. My goodness, been waiting a long time to have this very talented gentleman back on the show. It has been a minute. My goodness, we have the pleasure of having singer, songwriter, and producer O'Brien join us this afternoon as we celebrate his latest single, Good Man. Yes, Lord. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome back to LOTO Radio, O'Brien. Brother, how have you been doing?
Man, I'm doing great. You know, I can't complain at all. How you been? You good?
Man. Man, hey. I'm doing wonderful, man.
I know.
Hey, ask me no questions. I tell you no lies, man. Thank you so much for joining.
For sure, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. You know, listening to the new single, first and foremost, congratulations, man. And you've been teasing this for a while, man. We've been getting slices of cheesecake here and there. And you decided to bless us with an hors d'oeuvre. But, you know, we have a tendency to be like Gretchen, somewhat greedy. We want a full course meal, but we're going to deal with what we have to deal with that particular moment in time. And I wanted to ask you, what was the motivation or what really just motivated you to get back in the studio and create some more music for us?
Well, you know, I'm always, you know, music is my life. You know, it's what I do, and it's who I am. You know, and I'm always at work. You know, doing music and just coming up with ideas. You know, for tracks and whatnot. So it's a lot, but. And when I say it's a lot, you know, it's all over the place for me sometimes because I'm not the type of writer that basically will just sit down and write a song. Songs kind of just come to me as I listen to music. And when I say music, I don't mean complete songs. I mean tracks. You know, when I hear tracks without music and whether I write the music or not, words and melodies and phrasings just kind of come at that time. If we're talking about Good Man, I mean, that particular song, it wasn't even, you know, because it's turned out to be sort of an anthem for the men, you know. As I was writing it, I didn't sit down to write this song. This song came to me over a period of days, maybe 2 weeks. So the process is different each time, but this particular time, it just came to me over a series of days, you know, after I listened to a track that was sent to me. And we just went with it, you know. And at the end of the whole process, you know, we had Good Man. And there you have it. And it ended up being able to be. So I know you didn't ask me all this, but you know me. I get the talking, man, and that's just what it is.
But that's a beautiful thing, man. That's what we want. That's what we want.
Right on. Well, you know. So at the end of the process, you know, and the recording process, you know, man, I listened to it, and so many things started to just be relatable, more so than just a love song. You know, it was a declaration. It was a respectful clapback to the, you know, it, within the relationship of a man and a woman, or even a single father and his children. All you know, daddy,
right.
I want to do, you know, don't nobody, you know. You the girls down the street get to do such and such, and the, you know what, they get, and it's like, look, let me tell you something. I'm your father. We in here together, but I go to work every day for us. You know, you've got the man who does his thing and is doing the best that he can, and he's got a woman at home that might not really understand what it is, what it means to be that guy. Who does get up? I used to get up before the sun came up. And he's not appreciated, or he's not shown the appreciation that maybe he deserves. In the way that Karen White felt in Superwoman, you know, as that woman in portrayed in that song, you know. Well, the good man is like, hey, look, I get up every day, and I go to work for us. And that man could be talking to his children. That man could be talking to his woman, his girlfriend, his roommate, for that matter, you know. So it just kind of happened, man, you know, because that's, like I said, at the end of the process, it was a song for everybody, even a single mother, a mother who's not single. Those words can apply to her just as well. If she's getting up every morning and providing for her family, just flip the script, you know?
Well,
so,
it definitely,
anyway.
Right. I'm just saying it definitely resonates from your music.
Yeah.
One of the things that I didn't get an opportunity to ask you last time, and I said, I got to make sure I ask you this time. How have you seen yourself evolve as a songwriter from 20 years ago to where you are right now, and how much of an influence being a family man, where you've incorporated that lifestyle into your music as far as writing and producing?
Well, you can't, you can look at other people's stories and write about them, but also once you've lived, then it's for real,
right?
You know, you start to write, because lyrically is where things start to mature, and musically, you know, I've matured musically as well, and but a song, as you know, I mean, there's music out here today that can be as simple as just a beat, and you can rap or sing over it, and pretty much it's on the radio. But when it comes to lyrics, writing lyrics, you kind of got to, if it's to be believable, you almost have to have seen it with your own eyes or lived it in your own life. And that just that's a process that a process of evolution that just takes place over time, because you begin to pull from your experiences and you pull more and more from the things that you've seen and been through, and that you've seen other, you know, because if you're a loving human being and if you care about humanity, you're going to see things that are going on in other people's lives and struggles, and if it touches you, then you know you can write about it. And so I think over, you know, from being an 18-year-old guy that just got pulled into the business so long ago, it's just the evolution of a man, really. I mean, you know, we're to grow from teenage to manhood. You know, I dare not say to old manhood. You know what I mean? Because I still feel like a young man. I really do. You know, and I might be missing something. But you hear that? That was 50 something. I'm not going to, you know, but I feel like I'm like, you know, 30 years old, man. You know what I mean? 25.
It's all right.
So I ain't trying to give away my age, you know, but people that know it, and that's all right. But damn it, I'm
here. Hey, man. Hey. Hey, we're both 21. We've been around the corner a few separate
exactly.
times, but we're here. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by O'Brien as we talk about his latest hit single, of course, Good Man. I want to touch on something that I found very interesting that you said. Today's music, they make beats, they sing over beats. And one of the things I do remember, an interview that you did, I would have to say maybe 15, almost 17 years ago, one of the things that stuck with me, substance, quality over quantity. And I wanted to ask you, where we're at right now in the music format of today, where things have changed so dramatically, do you believe there's a lack of substance and quality in today's music?
Well, you'd be surprised that I'm going to say no. I don't
okay.
think that. And what I think the problem is that because there is music with substance and quality out there, it just ain't making it on mainstream radio.
Okay.
You see, you know, and I feel like, what the youth and what we're able to just jump in our cars and turn on for free, you know, the radio that came into your car, the terrestrial radio, which is available to everyone, because everyone is not going to subscribe to an online service or whatnot, that, you know. But you can, on your way to work in your car on the radio station in your city, you're going to hear music. And if there's no station that caters to or that plays the type of music because it's still out there. The R&B format that we're used to is still out there, but we're just not getting it. And I hate to say it, you know, but a lot of the pop artists are playing our music.
Without question.
And, you know, it's on the radio, but it's not on us. And that's a whole another conversation, but that's what I think is the problem. I don't think that – I don't mind – at all that the songs that we are hearing on the radio by today's young artists, I don't mind that we're hearing their style and whatnot. What I do mind is that don't rebrand it as R&B to the point where you're saying that the R&B that has already been established over time and years, that format, isn't that what's that now? For me, that's my question. It's like, okay, so what are we? What am I doing? If this is labeled R&B, then what am I doing? Because you seem to lend no credit to what I'm doing, what Chaka Khan is doing, what you know the artist. It's like we're
you can't turn
on the radio and hear us, you know. So
I'm down
with variety, brother. I'm down with variety, but I just feel like, you know, we need a place, you know.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, just as sure as the day is long, if Sam Smith redid your song, Can I Kiss Your Lips, I guarantee you would be number one on the Billboard chart. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt. There'd be no doubt in my mind. And on top of that, he would get more airplay on quote-unquote R&B stations. And also, the regular stations being the top 100. It's amazing as I sit back and see how things have changed, where it's acceptable, where if a quote-unquote white R&B artist, so to speak, R&B music, he's on the charts. But you have someone that has been embedded and bred in R&B music, they get no airplay at all. And you've seen the changes over the years. How long did it take you to get comfortable with using social media as a vehicle to promote your tours and also your music?
I'm still getting used to it. Okay, let me tell you something, man. You know, I come from a place, and not only in time, but in location. See, it's hard for me to talk about myself, man. You know, when I signed to Capitol Records, you know, we had a marketing department for that. You know, but when you have to, every time you look around, you pretty much got to promote yourself. It's a difficult thing for me to do. I have to do it, though, because it's just part of today's way, you know, but to talk about yourself all the time, man, is something very difficult for me to do. So in that regard, when I'm making posts on Facebook, you know, I've got a new single coming out, and I'm this and I'm that, you know, and hey, look, hey, I feel like a little kid in a classroom who wants to answer a question. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm at the back of the room, and I'm hopping in my chair to answer the question finally, because the teacher asked the question that I know the answer to, and I'm back there waving my hand, you know, I know. And sometimes that's what it feels like. Hey, look at me, I've got a new song. That's some hard, you know, that's difficult for me, because I'm a humble cat. I don't like to be the one to promote my stuff, you know. It just feels weird, so I'm still getting used to it, you know. Short answer, you know, should I say a shorter answer to your short question, you know. I'm still getting used to it, because what I have to do for myself in it, I don't like tooting my horn. I feel like it's sort of like I'm tooting my own horn, you know. So thank goodness that this song is sort of doing the work for me. It seems that, you know, people are gravitating towards it, and I hope they do, you know, because it's not just a love song. It's really something that I think the community at large needs, and within the Black community specifically, we need it badly. You know, we need young men to know, here's an example that you can follow. A good man is going to get up and work hard for himself first, at the very least, for himself. And you can't turn 18 and think you're a man all of a sudden. What are you doing? You know, what you don't even want to get up out of bed half the time. You know, you got to get up and provide for yourself, you know, and do something that makes you a good man. You know, you're a good man. We're all good, and we all have worth. I mean, There's so many of us, of our young black men that are being gunned down in the streets. Maybe they've made some mistakes and whatnot, and I would venture to say that, yeah, they've made some mistakes, but they were still good men. You know what I mean? They just, their lives were cut short. You know, we've all made mistakes, you know, but just a lot of us didn't die behind those mistakes, you know? So,
anyway, I digress, you know, but, you know, hey.
It definitely is. But, you know, one of the things that I find fascinating about the new song, of course, Good Man by O'Brien, is that I know all of us as men, we have a tendency to micromanage our emotions because this is the way that we were raised. And I also think all of us want to be respected for what we do, what we bring to the table. It's amazing what the little things that we are able to provide to society or involved in a family, that a lot of times just by saying, I thank you, I appreciate your endurance, I appreciate your work effort, I appreciate you showing the type of love and caring, goes a long way on helping a man be a better man or be a better way.
Absolutely.
Be a good man.
Yep.
It's amazing to me. Now, I got to put you on the spot. When can we expect an album from you?
Well, you know, in today's market, man, it's like the album concept is starting to dwindle. I mean, but see, it's like just like this song, I could have waited and cut 9 more songs, but shit, y'all be waiting for the long ass. You know, I'm trying to make sure. Here's the thing, because we're in an era where it's single driven in a way, and what people will end up doing, because the albums these days the songs will be divvied up. You can buy the album all at once in most cases, or you can just buy the songs that you like from the album. You know what I'm saying? You can buy Sob Man, I love track number 1. I'm going to buy that. Man, track number 3 is my... And that's the way this market is going. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to wait, you know, because they're going to pick the album apart anyway. I try to put out quality product no matter when and where. So, like, I feel like I was blessed when I put out First. First was an album that may have been my last album project for a minute. But from start to finish, it was a story. It was the saga of a romance. It was the steps that you go through in a relationship all the way up until you say I do. So and the material itself, everyone seemed to love it. But to do a follow up to an album like that, which I do have one in the works, and I got to go back a little bit. I had one in the works, but then I wrote Good Man, and Good Man is like, it was a song that was needed. You know, like I said, at the end of the process, I saw that it was just a good song for right now. Now, the album that you might be looking for, I can't say that it's not going to come, but I just can't tell you when, because I did have a follow-up that I'm, and I do have a follow-up to First that I want to do. I don't know, is CL on the line?
Got him right here. CL, what's going on, buddy? He's right here, man.
Okay, but yeah, you know, so it's just that right now, I'm trying to focus on individual songs, I think, you know, and right now, simply because Good Man was such a song for right now and for the ages. It's like, just, you know, we're gonna run with that.
We're gonna run with it, okay. Well, you know, it's like my mom used to say. I said, well, Mom, when are you gonna make some chocolate chip cookies? They're gonna get there when they're ready. We're going to put them in the oven in due time, but I promise you, if we'll get them eventually. So far be it for the teddy bear to deprive listeners of some blueprint quality music. Let's get into it. The latest new hit from O'Brien, Good Man, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Trust me, I'm a good man, and I'm here to give you
Lord have mercy. Good man. O'Brien, you're in the zone of LOTO Radio. And yes, family, the new single is available as we speak via Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, but like the teddy bear. If you're feeling a little bit bored, adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by O'Brien's official website. That's O'Brien Music New. O'Brien Music Now.com. And patience is a virtue. No, I've always told you, this is your home, away from home, whatever you need. We support you. You know, man, we both around that same age. We had long, pretty hair, and now we looking like Kojak, but it's a beautiful experience, baby. It's a beautiful experience.
Wait a minute, man. Did you say Kojak?
I got that Kovalis look, baby. Who loves you, baby? Yes, Lord.
Wait a minute. Look, look. You said Kojak. Look, I don't know about you, but I'm Ramses in the Ten Commandments. I'm
there
your
you
printer.
Hey, let my people go. Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Man, do you have any upcoming tour dates that you'd like to get out there and let the listeners know so they can come out and see you do your thing?
Presently, there's nothing on the books as far as, you know, me by myself. I might actually do a couple of spot dates with my sister, Karen White.
No go.
But as far as me, and none of that's written in stone as of yet, you know. But we will have some stuff coming up soon, you know. CL, help me out, brother. What you know?
Do they know
who
CL is?
Yeah. Well, CL, look, everybody. In case you don't know. My manager is on the phone with me as well.
CL Smooth. Oh, yeah, we know about CL Smooth from Legacy
right.
Entertainment. Yeah, go on, work your magic, brother. Inform us of what's going on.
Well, I just want to say to the fans that there are a lot of big things coming up on the horizon for O'Brien. You know, you kind of touched on, some of the things regarding the impacts that he's faced since he's been in the industry. Well, unfortunately, we're facing those same impacts as it relates to, you know, getting him back in regularly on the performance scene. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be hosting and promoting our own events. So our fans, his fans, will hear more about it soon. The best thing for them to do is stay tuned and stay, you know, connected with O'Brien, and they can do so by going to www.obrienmusicnow.com and following him on social media. He's on Twitter, he's on Facebook, and we are doing regular updates every single day. So they'll have that information.
All right. Well, brother, hopefully soon you'll make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio, man. We really do. Much continued success to you. And again, man, you have the teddy bears, 1,000 support. So keep doing what you're doing. All right.
Thank you so much, man. And thank you for having me once again, brother. It's always good to talk to you. I really appreciate
Same.
Your support, man.
Same here. CL, be smooth and take care of this, brother. Okay.
Oh, I got it, teddy bear. I'm going to take good care of him, man. Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it.
Hey, man. So it is written. So it shall be done. Lord have mercy. CL O'Brien here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, I got you here safe and sound like Linus's blanket, comfy and cozy. Let's get into some more O'Brien with Can I Kiss Your Lips? Lord have mercy. Here, lying in the zone of LOTO Radio.
starving for your love. What I wouldn't do to have one taste of your sweetness. I'd give everything just to feel your skin on mine one more time. And the closer I get,
child, I won't have to listen to your lies. on that day I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free.
No. Johnson can make mistakes. Not even your money. I know you're gonna think that I'm acting funny.
Oh, girl.
Oh, but I'm getting away from you, honey. I'm gonna be free, child. Are you listening? I'm gonna be free. That's all I am. I don't need your loving no more. I'm gonna be free, oh Lord, yeah.
Free.
I can live without you now, girl. Gone, 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 gone.
The Ohio Players, Sugarfoot, we miss you, my man. I want to be free. And before that, O'Brien, yeah, can I kiss your lips each and every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, also leap year included. Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, the new single by O'Brien, Good Man, is available as we speak through all social media, and be sure to get all the latest updates. Stop by his official website at www.obrienmusicnow.com. Thank you so much for joining us, man. And also, shout out to CL for joining us too, CEO of Legacy Artists Management. Lord have mercy, 1:47 p.m. Central Standard Time here in beautiful downtown Houston. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. And oh, by the way, to get all the latest updates, be sure you catch up with us on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Facebook with the same handle. And on Twitter at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone. iTunes, Google Play, but nah. Let's hit with the big boys. Pull up iHeartRadio and Spotify app on your phone. Gently type in LOTL, The Zone. Kind of close your eyes when you do it. Feels good, doesn't it? Subscribe to our podcast. We want to make sure that we got you covered each and every way, just like chocolate. My goodness, it's a beautiful, tantalizing, delicious experience. Well, I got to get up out of here. I want everybody to have a fantabulous weekend. Tune in next week. Get all the way to today. We've got some more for you. Quality over quantity, substance over synthetic, blueprint music each and every day. Gonna leave you with the latest from Tamika Scott from Escape with her new hit single, Almost Over, here in the zone of LOTL.
Tamika Scott. As we take this journey through life, we face trials and tribulations. But just know, the enemy is not gonna win. Cause the storm is almost over. That's right, the storm is almost over.
Don't you get